Hi, and welcome to the Pure Flow Yoga Podcast. We're so excited to have you here. This class was recorded live from one of our intimate, magical, and life-changing retreats that we're offering here year-round. We're also offering our 200-hour yoga teacher training this February, and our early bird special is on until October 31st. So grab your mat, get set, and let's flow. Good morning, everyone. Happy Tuesday. Any requests for practice this morning? Everyone, just place your body, place your hand on one part of the body that could use a little bit more love this morning. Thank you. So taking the flesh away from the sit bones, wiggle your rib cage up tall, roll to the back edge of the sit bones. We're gonna start our practice today with some Nadi Shodhana Pranayama, so alternate nostril breathing. With your right hand, bring your index and middle finger to the center of the palm or to the third eye. We're gonna bring our thumb up to the right nostril. So I'm mirroring you for everything but this, yes. So we're gonna alternate between our thumb and our ring finger. So take a nice big inhale from your left nostril. And then ring finger closes the left nostril. We bring our awareness between the two eyebrows and hold, kumbhaka. Then releasing the thumb, slowly exhale right. Beautiful. Inhale. Let's start again. So take a nice big inhale from the left. With the ring finger, close and hold. Third eye awareness. And then release the thumb. Slowly exhale right. Inhale right. Close and hold. And exhale left. So this is a full round, beginning and ending on the left. Inhale left. Ring finger close and hold, third eye awareness. And exhale right. Inhale right. Thumb closes and holds. And exhale left. Let's continue a few more rounds with our own breath. Closing the eyes, inhale left. Exhale right, inhale right, exhale left. Our left hand can take chin mudra, thumb and index finger touching. Is a beautiful type of pranayama for creating clarity in the mind, balance in the body, in the mind. We'll do our last three full breath cycles here. So in left, out right, in right, out left. Our elbows nice and relaxed by the side. And our left hand is in a mudra. Keeping the awareness between the two eyebrows. breath to your next exhale from the left nostril, release your hand, and take a few moments to witness the effects of the practice on the body mind. One of the reasons that we come to this practice of yoga is to help calm our monkey minds from jumping thought branch to thought branch, to help us see clearly, like the proverbial glass of muddy water. When we put that muddy water down to the earth and all the mud settles to the bottom, so that we can see clearly through our conditioning, through our stories. So what are you bringing clarity to in your life right now? What would you like to dedicate this practice to clarifying today? Bringing your hands into prayer. We'll sing one om to begin. Take a nice deep breath in. Bow to your heart. Softly open the eyes. And we're going to come on to all fours to begin. Beginning with the classic cat-cow to awaken the spine, we spread the fingers as wide as they'll go, aligning shoulders over wrists, hips above heels. As you inhale, dip the belly towards the earth, draw the shoulder blades together, lift the chin up. And then as you exhale, curl the tailbone down, round the spine, chin to chest, come all the way to the itsy-bitsy spider fingertips, shifting the weight back, rounding the spine. Plant the hands, inhale, guiding the chin forward, draw your shoulder blades together. And then exhale, tailbone curls down and we round, come all the way to the fingertips, really exaggerate the roundness. Inhale, look up, plant the hands. And exhale, round. Continuing this motion with your own breath rhythm, adding in any organic movements that the body is feeling called to this morning. So some of us may be drawing S shapes with our spine, or circles with our head. Just take the next few moments to unfold, bringing clarity and balance to your individual body. Beautiful, everyone. And we'll open the heart. So come back to a neutral for Anahatasana. We walk the hands forward. Pushing into the hands, we melt the heart and the chin. The gaze is forward. Some of us may find it easier to bring our forehead onto the earth or a block, and our hips are 90 degrees above the knees, so most of us can lift our hips a little bit more. Yes. And experiment with the arms here. See if a wider opening of the arms feels better for your shoulders, better for your heart. And then wherever you are, find the breath and consciously breathe into the space between the shoulder blades. Breathe clarity into the heart. Each exhale, sweeping away the cobwebs. Look at your forearms, make sure they're parallel. And the next time you inhale to look up, turn and gaze to your mermaid tail on the left. Inhale back to center and exhale to the right. Beautiful, so lift up just a little bit more. There we go, inhale back to center, tuck the toes, draw the belly into the spine for a forearm plank. So the bum is below the shoulders. So lower your bum. There we go. More. Hug the belly in, pull the kneecaps up. Just feel the fire beginning to burn. Feel the fire begin to build strength in the body. Beautiful, guys. Bring your knees down to the earth. Your toes together. Walk back into a child's pose. But take your knees as wide as the mat. Wiggle your belly between the thighs. Melt the heart. Some of us are going to bring our chin to the ground. Some of us our forearms. And take your hands in a prayer to the sky. See if you can press the hips a little bit heavier onto the heels. Find your breath. And remembering that we can come back to this pose anytime we want through the practice. Release the hands and let's come back onto all fours. Nice side stretch, threading the needle, tuck your toes, shifting the weight to the right hand. Inhale, left arm opens. We sweep the side body open. Keep awake in your fingers as you gently bring your shoulder and your head through the hold. Beautiful. The head comes to the earth or a block. As you press the left hand into the earth, the right arm comes all the way up over into a twist. Some of us are gonna wrap that arm around and hold the thigh. Some of us are gonna take our right leg wide angle to the side, and maybe even our left hand can hold that right foot as we open our twist a little bit deeper. Find your breath. Beautiful, guys. Gently release that top hand down. The leg comes back. Root the right hand. Inhale, left arm sweeps back up to the sky. And exhale, release. Second side. Shift the weight to the left hand. Inhale, the right arm up to the sky. And as you exhale, thread the needle. Bring the shoulder and head to the earth. As you root the back of the right hand, the left arm comes up and over in a twist. And we're literally spiraling our heart and our gaze towards the sky. Some of us are going to take our left leg wide angle to the, we're keeping it on the earth, it's just coming out wide in a T. Yes, maybe your right hand can hold that foot. As you continue to twist open with each exhale, beautiful, guys. Bring that top hand back down. Bring the leg back in. Root the left hand. Right arm sweeps back up. Inhale. And exhale, release. Come and sit on your heels. Hold the elbows. Pull them apart. Chin to chest. Hug the belly in towards the spine. One arm at a time now. So keep your right elbow lifted to the sky and your left hand presses that elbow down the back. The head can press into the arms or the chin to the chest. Let's take three yummy breaths. Opening our heart line here. And then switch arms. So take left arm up. And just breathing into the sensation to create more space in the body. If you're arching your low back a lot, hug the belly in. Beautiful, guys. We're gonna release and enjoy our first downward dog of the practice. So spread your fingers wide, tuck your toes, lift your hips, and then take a moment to gently bounce your dog, walk your dog, take it for a little boogie. Rock your hips side to side. Take a few moments to find and create space here. Look at your hands. Spread the fingers as wide as they can go. The wrists are parallel to the top of the mat. Make sure that your feet are hip distance. So you can bring one heel into the arch of the opposite foot to measure. Come high onto your toes. Softly bend the knees and press the belly button to the spine. Beautiful. Wrap the shoulders around the armpits, soft elbows, and keep stretching your back. Stretch, stretch, stretch your back. And keeping your back stretch, stretch, stretch. If it feels good for you, then begin to lengthen your thighs back. Begin to lower your heels towards the earth, but keep the spine nice and stretched. Gorgeous. Step the feet together. Inhale your right leg to the sky. Beautiful. Inhale, lift it a little bit higher. Now, as we exhale, we're going to open into a fire hydrant. So pressing the foot over to the left, we stack the left hip under the right, bend the knee, and open. So lift the knee a little bit higher and open the hips. Now turn your right armpit down towards the earth so it's parallel with the left. Soft fingers. Keep awake in the toes. Lift the knee a little bit higher. Gorgeous, guys. Inhale, come back to the sky. Exhale, hug the knee into the heart. Bring the shoulders over the wrist. Lift the hips. Keep the foot awake. And then take the foot between the hands. We're just going to take a few moments to set up our low lunge. Fingertips on either side of the ankle. Lift and spread the toes. Lift the hips a lot. Pull the heart forward. And then rooting into the foot, we can take the arms up to the sky. Beautiful. As you exhale, we're going to sink the pose. Look at your toe. We want to make sure that all we see past the knee is the big toe. We can take cactus arms to draw the shoulder blades onto the back. Bend your back knee a little bit to curl your pelvic floor under. And now you're going to firmly press that leg back like you're having an elephant sitting on the back leg. So resisting, and then again, holding the shoulder blades toward each other, the arms can resist up towards the sky. Keep the front knee bent. Hug your right hip back and your left hip forward. So they call this scissoring the hips. Lengthen those arms and take the heart back so that it's right over our core. Come a little bit deeper. Firm that back leg. Enjoy the stretch to the hip flexors. And see if you can soften the face. Inhale, open the heart. And exhale, plant your hands to the earth and step back to a high push-up, holding here a few breaths. So spread the fingers wide. Pull the kneecaps up. Lift the hips, soft elbows. And then lower your knees down. Zip your elbows in and lower down. Shalabhasana, interlace. As you inhale, lift the heart. Maybe you're taking a Charlie's Angel grip with the hands. Zip your legs together. Spread the toes. Lift the feet. And enjoy this opening to the back body. Really pull the kneecaps up. And see if you can smile and enjoy. If not, that's okay too. No pressure. Just an invitation. Last big breath. Inhale to lift. And exhale to a child's pose. Plant the hands beneath the shoulders. Your big toes can touch. Your knees can be together or wide, whatever feels best for you. If it feels better for you to sit upright, if it feels better for you to take your arms alongside the side body, or maybe your hands in prayer. What are you offering this practice to this morning? What are you helping to bring clarity to in your life? And with your next inhale, walk your hands forward and come back into our inverted V pose, our downward dog. Again, taking a few moments to dance your dog and find your alignment. Equal weight between hands and feet, and your back is stretched nice and long. Bend your knees as much as you need so that you can lengthen the spine and relax the shoulders. Stepping your feet together, inhale the left leg to the sky. Beautiful. Lift it a little bit higher as you inhale. And then exhale, we'll open our fire hydrant. So pressing the foot over to the right, our left armpit square, our knee high to the sky. Our right hip is stacked under our left. Each exhale takes this foot a little bit deeper to the right. Gorgeous, guys. Inhale, come back to the sky. Hug the knee into the heart. Bring the shoulders over the wrists. Squeeze the knee, lift the hip a little bit higher, and take the foot through. Fingertips, hips lift, heart lengthens, lift and spread the toes, and arms sweep up, inhale. And then as we exhale, let's sink into the pose. Check your knee, all you wanna see is the big toe. Cactus arms, bend the knee, draw the shoulder blades together. So we're bending the knee here to get the positioning of the pelvic floor under the heart. So keep that positioning of the upper body. Resist the elephant that's sitting on the back of your leg and then push him to the sky, keeping your shoulder blades drawing in. And then I really want you to hug your left hip back, your right hip forward. So scissor the hips, keep firming that back leg a lot and stretch your arms up nice. Beautiful, guys. Inhale, open the heart. Exhale, step the back foot to meet the front, Tadasana. Whew, shake it out. Take your feet as wide as the mat. We're just gonna do some upper body awakening, so some arm swinging. So as you swing your arms to the right, your left heel lifts. As you swing your arms to the left, your right heel lifts. You might need to stagger yourselves a little. There we go. Just enjoying playing with this feeling, using the momentum of the swing to awaken the spine. Bringing energy into the upper body, preparing us for more of this clarifying sequence. 10 more seconds. And slowly coming back to stillness, finding your way into a standing meditation pose in Tadasana. Your feet hip distance, your pinkies aligned with the outer arches of the feet, the inner arches of the feet lifting, the knees soft. Round two. We're gonna add on this time. Inhale, sweep your arms up. Hinging from the hips, we fold. Fingertips to the earth, the shin or the thighs, lengthen the spine as you look up, shoulders drop back. And exhale, release, plant the hands to a high push-up. Lengthen forward through the crown of the head, back through the heels. Some of us bring our knees down. We all draw our elbows in, lower halfway, chest, belly, thighs, all the way. Cobra, plant the feet, roll the shoulders back, thumb and index finger, press into the earth as the kneecaps lift. And exhale, lower down, tuck the toes, downward facing dog. Every time we find ourselves in this pose, we find a way to bring more softness, more space. So roll the shoulders away from the ears. The neck is coming out like a turtle out of its shell. Step the feet together. Inhale, right leg sweeps to the sky. And exhale, we open the hip, fire hydrant. And pressing the foot over to the left, right armpit squares. Inhale, come back to the sky. Exhale, low lunge, hug the knee, lift the hips, step the foot through. Fingertips, hips, and heart. Inhale, crescent lunge, take the arms to the sky. Exhale, sink into the pose, hug the hips, scissor the hips, activate the fingers. Okay, we're gonna be superheroes now, so open, take a big cosmic hug, fill your cape with lots of air. Inhale, shift the weight back. And then as we exhale, we're gonna fly, shifting the weight to the front foot, our arms wide. Beautiful. Turn the big toe down, so like you're squeezing that ping pong ball between the thighs. Lift the heel. Activate the fingers, activate the toes. Nice one, guys. Lift the heart, lift the heel. Exhale, crescent lunge with control. Inhale, open the heart. Exhale, we're gonna come into our vinyasa. So we're gonna go back to a high plank. From the high plank, we're going to inhale and exhale to a low plank. Inhale, cobra or up dog. Up dog, we have our hands next to our hips, the tops of our feet pushing into the earth, lifting the legs, pulling our heart forward. And then from here, it's easier to roll over the toes, downward facing dog. Find your space, find. Beautiful, sorry. Much further forward. Inhale, left leg to the sky, so step the feet together. And then exhale, open the hip, fire hydrant. Beautiful. Keep your left armpit square to the earth. Lift your knee a little higher. Press your foot a little bit wider. Gorgeous, guys. Inhale, back to the sky. Exhale, prepare for your crescent lunge. Hug the knee in, lift the hip, step the foot through. Root the foot, inhale, arms up. And exhale, sink into the pose. Hug the hips. So right hip forward, left hip back. Relax the shoulders, and if it's available to you, as you press your elephant on the back of the leg, smile the face. We're about to fly. Inhale, open your wings. And as you exhale, shift the weight to the front foot. Turn the big toe down. Can you enjoy this flight? Lift the hip, lift the heart, turn the big toe down. Inhale, lift the heart, lift the heel, and exhale, crescent lunge with control. Step the back leg back. Inhale, open the heart, and exhale, vinyasa. High plank to low plank, up dog to down dog. One breath, one movement. Some of us are going to come straight into a resting pose or straight into down dog or child's pose. Yeah. So we're going to take 5 breaths in a resting pose. If that's child's pose, if that's down dog, wherever it is, I just invite you to bring your breath and your awareness. Shvanasana, downward facing dog. Come high onto the toes. Softly bending the knees, we'll lightly step or walk to the top of our mat. Halfway lift, and then exhale, fold. Nod the head, yes, no, maybe so. Beautiful. Tractioning the spine now. We're going to walk our fingers as far forward as they can go as we press our sit bones out and away from each other as we press the edges of our feet. So keep the feet flat on the earth, just walking your hands as far as they'll go. Beautiful. Stretching the backs of the legs. And exhale, release. Take the elbows and the hands and gently sway side to side. Relax the head all the way down. Beautiful. Take your feet hip distance at least, working in alignment with the hips. And some of us might like to do a little twerking action, bouncing the bum up and down here just to release any extra tension. Release the hands and gently roll up. Rounded spine. The head comes last. The arms sweep up. And exhale, hands in prayer. Remember what you've dedicated your practice to, what you're bringing clarity or balance to in your life. And then release. Soft knees. Inhale, sweep the arms to the sky. And hinging from the hips, exhale, we fold. Inhale, we look up and lengthen the spine. Bring your fingers to a surface. Bend your knees as much as you need to do that. Exhale, high plank. lengthening through the crown of the head and the heels, and exhale, lower, halfway, and then all the way, chest, belly, thighs. Inhale, cobra, up dog, and exhale, down dog. So we have a lot of different levels in this room. So if you are new to yoga, I want you to stick to option one. If you are feeling a little bit more playful, then you can come into the wild bit. So step your feet together, inhale, right leg sweeps to the sky. Exhale, fire hydrant. So this is option one. Option two is you're gonna pivot your foot towards the jungle behind you. Shift the weight to the left hand, flip your dog, turn the gaze to the middle of that right hand. Gorgeous, nice guys. Such a beautiful pose wherever you're at. Inhale, back to the sky. Exhale, low lunge, hug the knee in, lift the hips, step the foot through. Fingertips, hips lift, heart lengthen. Inhale, arms all the way up to the sky. And as you exhale, sink into the pose. Bring your hands to your hips. Hug the right hip back. And then from this place, firm the back leg and see if you can just explore the space around you. Keep that front knee bent a lot. Just enjoying this movement, this opening, nice, like you're swimming through water. Keep the template of your lower body. Beautiful, guys. Open the arms, inhale, and like the superhero that you are, let's fly. Some of us, if we're feeling more balanced today, we can bring our arms and hold the cape behind the back. Soft knees, spread the toes, lift the foot, lift the heel. We're gonna add on here a standing split. So inhale, lift. Exhale, we're gonna gently float our hands to the earth. Look up and lengthen, and then as you exhale, we'll fold over the standing leg. Now some of us are gonna bring blocks underneath our hands. Some of us are gonna take it deeper. We're gonna take the right hand to hold the shin. Some of us are gonna take the left hand also to hold the shin. So wherever you're at in your balance today. We're gonna get a little fancy here. So inhale, look up and lengthen. And as you exhale, we're gonna bend the knees and the top leg is gonna bend behind the front leg as we lower ourselves to the earth for a twist. Right arm swims behind the back. As you root into the fingertips, left arm sweeps up. And as you exhale, left arm, left elbow outside of right knee, holding a stop sign with the hand, lengthen the spine, and exhale, twist. So my right knee is bent, and my left arm is pressing against my right knee. There we go. Take a few moments to find your breath here. Some of us are gonna take a bind. Some of us are gonna keep this left leg nice and long, so if it doesn't feel comfortable. Inhale. Inhale. So working with the breath, each inhale takes us a step up the spiral staircase, and each exhale, we turn into the spiral. Beautiful, guys. We're gonna reverse the sequence now. Look forward, gently release the twist. Bringing the hands forward, shifting the weight to the front foot, we come back to our standing split, and exhale, fold. Beautiful, look up. Keep that both feet awake and aware, and as you exhale, softly bend the knee, come back to warrior three, and then a crescent lunge with control. Nice, guys. That's a bit of a challenging sequence. As you inhale, open the heart, and you have an option here. If you're feeling strong today, you're gonna float the right foot in a vinyasa, or normal vinyasa, or straight to child pose. So bend your front knee a lot, lift your back heel. Inhale, open the heart. Exhale, plant the hands to a high push-up. Maybe the right foot is floating. Exhale, lower. Inhale, open the heart. For those of us who did a one-legged, we'll come back three-legged dog. Otherwise, or straight into a down dog. And then lower the leg. Beautiful, guys. Second side. Inhale, left leg to the sky. Option one is fire hydrant. Open the hip. Option two is wild thing. Pivot the foot. Flip your dog. So lifting me a little bit higher. You're going to stack this hip under. Yes. And then press this foot over. Gorgeous. The gaze to the middle finger on the left hand. Gorgeous, guys. Love this pose. One of my top five. Inhale, three-legged dog. Exhale, low lunge with control. Hug the knee in, step the foot through. As you root the foot, inhale, send your arms to the sky. Sink into your pose. Hands to the hips to hug your left hip forward, your left hip back, your right hip forward. Firm that back leg. So you keep having an elevation on the back of your leg and you keep pressing them. And then explore this water all around you. From the template of this pose, see how fluid you can be. We want to be like water, fluid and adaptable, flowing, soft, connected. Open the arms, inhale, and exhale, we fly, warrior three. Turn the big toe down, squeeze that ping pong ball, keep awake in both feet, maybe your arms are in front alongside your ears now. Inhale, lift. Exhale, standing split. Plant the hands, look up to lengthen the spine. And exhale to fold. Maybe the left hand behind the shin for balance. Maybe both hands, maybe blocks. But we keep awake through the four corners of the top foot. Beautiful, guys. Adding our twist now. Inhale, look up and lengthen. Exhale, bend the top leg behind the front leg and gently lower yourself to the earth. Left arm swims back behind us. Fingertips pushing into the earth. Inhale, right arm sweeps up. And as you exhale, the right elbow outside the left knee for a twist. So if it's more comfortable for you to keep the right leg lengthened, you're welcome. We want to make sure that we're soft and that we can breathe fully into the pose. Relax your shoulders. Inhale. For those of us who want to take a bind, we're welcome. And for those of us who are leaning back, see if you can walk your fingertips a little bit closer to your back, a little bit closer to your sacrum, and notice how that helps to just lengthen you. Beautiful, guys. We're going to reverse the sequence. Turn the head and gaze forward. Plant the hands. Shift the weight to the front foot. Standing split. Lengthen the heart. And exhale, fold. Keep the toes nice and spread. Bring your hands in prayer to your heart center. And see if you can come up, warrior three. Maybe the arms are wide. Inhale here. And then crescent lunge with control. Amazing, guys, really great. Your left leg is forward. Inhale, open the heart. And again, your option, one-legged vinyasa, two-legged vinyasa, or straight to a child's pose. Open the heart. Exhale, plant the hands, high plank. Maybe the left leg floating. Exhale, low plank. Inhale, cobra, up dog. And exhale, take that long and well-deserved child's pose. So yeah, if we did the one-legged vinyasa, three-legged dog, and then we can come. If it's more comfortable for you to sit upright, go for it. We're going to take a moment closing our eyes. Just noticing the effects of the practice so far on the body mind. Noticing the quality of your breath. Are you holding your breath? Is it flowing? Noticing the quality of your heart. What are you feeling right now? And noticing the quality of your mind. What's happening in there? And whatever you're feeling, just take a moment to breathe into that, to be with that, to love what is. Take a nice deep breath in through the nose and exhale a nice sigh from the mouth. Coming back into a downward facing dog. Come high onto the toes. Softly bend the knees and lightly step or jump to the top of the mat, halfway lift, and exhale, fold. Inhale, look up and lengthen the spine, peace and love to the world. Wrap your peace and love fingers around the big toe, and as you exhale, elbows move wide, crown of the head moves towards the earth, sit bones move away from each other, so spread your sit bones, take your feet, hip distance wide, please. Relax your head down. There we go. You can bend your knees as much as you need here. Relax all the muscles of the face. Let's do one of those raspberries with our lips. Finally, in my mid-30s, I'm learning how to do that. We're going to take this a little bit deeper, Padmasana. Inhale, look up. This time, shifting the weight to the heels, bringing the hands underneath the feet, stepping all the way to the wrists. Look up to lengthen the spine, and as you exhale, pull the feet up as you press the hands down, the gaze between the knees. Find your breath. Inhale, look up, take the arms wide, come all the way up, and as you exhale, bring clarity, balance, and love into your heart, filling yourself with lots of power, dedicating this last flow to the unfolding of the highest good in your life. So yoga is a tool for transformation. Set up your feet, hip distance apart. And here we go, we're just gonna do our best. Inhale, sweep your arms up. Exhale, fold. Inhale, look up and lengthen. Exhale, chaturanga, high plank. Inhale here, exhale lower. Lift your neck so it's in line with the spine. Inhale, open, and exhale, downward facing dog. Take a moment here. Wrap your shoulders around your armpit. Stretch your spine. Stretch your spine. Beautiful. Step the feet together. Inhale, right leg up, and exhale. Option one, fire hydrant. Option two, wild thing. Pivot the foot and expand. Option three is a full wheel. Gorgeous. Lift your left hip a little bit more. Gorgeous. Inhale, come back. Three-legged dog. Exhale, low lunge. Hug the knee in, step the foot through. If you are sweating, awesome. If you are tired, a lot of people are too. We're almost through. Root the foot. Inhale, crescent lunge. Lift your back heel a little bit more. Exhale, sink the pose. Inhale, open, big cosmic hug. Exhale, fly. Warrior three, turn the big toe down. Arms back, side for more balance, or in front. Inhale, lift and lengthen. Exhale, standing splits. Fingertips to the earth. Inhale, look up and lengthen. And exhale, deepen into the fold. Inhale, expand that top foot up. Exhale, find your way into a seated twist. Your top leg bends behind the front, right arm up and over, left arm reaches to the sky. Inhale, and exhale, elbow outside of the knee. Pushing into those fingertips to lengthen the spine. Yes, you can reach between your legs and take a bind if you're not compromising your breathing there. Beautiful. Inhale, look back to the front. Gently release the twist and come back to a standing split. Shift the weight to the front foot, top leg to the sky, lengthen the spine, and exhale, fold. Softly bending the knee, crescent lunge with control. One-legged, two-legged vinyasa or straight to a resting pose. Inhale, open, firm the leg. Exhale, high plank to low plank. Up dog or cobra to down dog. Keep everything hugging into the midline. And we'll take a few breaths here in our resting pose before our second side. Relax your shoulders open. I'm talking to you. Take the shoulders back again. Okay guys, last side. So come back up, downward facing dog, and we are going to take a nice chill pill after this. Sound like a plan? Not a pill, not a real pill. Step your feet together, inhale, left leg sweeps up. Exhale, fire hydrant, wild thing, or full wheel. Take whichever variation makes you feel the most beautiful, the most in control, the most challenged, but balanced. Inhale, lengthen back to the sky. Exhale, low lunge. Inhale, high lunge. Exhale, sink the pose. Inhale, big cosmic hug. Exhale, fly. Inhale, lift and lengthen. Exhale, standing splits. Look up to lengthen and then fold. Inhale, look up. Exhale, bend the top leg behind the front and come into a seated twist. Left arm swims behind you, right arm swims up, and exhale, elbow outside the knee. Beautiful. Feel your spine growing tall, your shoulders relaxed, and using the elbow pressing against the knee to both lengthen you to the sky and then twist you a little bit deeper to the back. Reversing the flow, inhale, look forward. Exhale, shift the hands to the floor, weight to the front foot, lengthen the leg to the sky, look up and fold. Keep awake in the feet as you bring your hands into prayer or wide for warrior three. And then exhale, crescent lunge with control. One-legged vinyasa, two-legged vinyasa, or come straight to a child's pose. Open the arms, exhale. High plank to low plank, up dog to down dog. Gorgeous, guys. So sitting deeply onto our heels now, our knees are wide. And our belly can wiggle between our knees, our arms stretching forward, or maybe taking a prayer in our hands. And again, every time we come to this pose, we're invited into some self-reflection. We're invited into the opportunity to connect with what's happening in our body, to connect with what's happening in our heart, and to connect with what's happening in the mind. It's one of the greatest ways that we bring this connection throughout all aspects of our lives. One of the main reasons we come to practice yoga, to help build that clarity of connection. Take a nice deep breath in through the nose, and as you exhale, let out a nice big sigh from the mouth. hero's pose. Gently come all the way to sitting. Some of us might bring a block or a cushion between our legs. We're gonna bring the fingertips behind the back. Option one is that you stay here. Option two is that rooting the tops of your feet, you curl the pelvic floor up to the sky and begin a journey down, perhaps onto the elbows. If this is your edge, stay here. If it feels good, then go all the way onto your back and hold the elbows above the head. Keep pressing the hips up. Keep drawing the knees down towards the earth. Maybe you want to relax your head back if there's no issue with the neck. And if at any stage this gets to be too much, you're not feeling comfortable, then just sit in an upright position. So find a place where you are comfortable and you can close the eyes. Turn the palms of the hands to face you. So you can always sit like this on your knees if that feels okay for you. You can also bring a cushion underneath your bum and your heels. So close your eyes. We're gonna take five more juicy breaths here in hero pose. A sigh really helps us to get to those deeper layers of release. So if you've got some sensation to release here, then really breathe into it. Chin to chest, gently come all the way back up. Walk your hands forward and we're gonna come lie on our bellies. Our big toes touching. Take your right arm wide by the side in a half T. Take your right cheek to the earth. Take your left fingertips underneath the shoulder. So my right arm is out wide. And then I'm gonna roll over the right side of my body, bringing the ball of the foot to the earth behind my knee, and my knee can splay open. So they call this one broken wing. So if you're not quite sure, have a look at me, and then I'm gonna come around and have a look at you. Some of us are gonna take that right hand and bring it all the way to the back. The gaze is towards the sky. Come really onto the ball of that left foot, and then the knee can open a little bit wider to the side. Are you holding your breath? If you are, back out of the pose. Root down into your fingers, and then lift up. Just keep your hand down and just lift your shoulder. Come onto the belly and bring your left cheek, your left arm, right fingertips underneath the shoulder, and then gently roll over the left side body, the ball of the feet, the knee to the sky. There we go, you got it. And then the knee can open. Are we all feeling that? Only going to your edge, so if it feels awkward or uncomfortable or you're not breathing, then how can you bring yourself more peace, really? Bring your right cheek on the earth again. Bring your left knee up. Come onto your fingertips and bring yourself all the way to an upright. We're gonna come into a really nice twist here. Another thread the needle pose. We're gonna take our right hand, and as far as it can go, we're gonna bring the shoulder and the head down to the earth. And then we're gonna take this left arm all the way up and over. So we're in a full twist. The gaze is up to the sky. The right hand perhaps is on the knee. And the gaze is towards that left hand. So bring your right hand through a little bit deeper so that you can actually twist on the feet. There we go. Like that. There we go. If you need to bring a support under your knee so that you can open all the way onto your back, feel welcome. Beautiful, guys. Last big, beautiful breath here. And then exhale, bring the left hand back up and over. Rooting into the hand to lift yourself up. And then exhale, release that leg back and take your second leg. Now your right leg, your right knee is bent. You're coming onto the fingertips. And just take a moment to enjoy this pose. And then again, threading the needle. Right, left arm as far as it'll go. And then peel yourself open. The gaze to the sky, both arms flat on the earth. So if your knee needs to lift and you need to bring a block underneath, feel welcome. Beautiful, guys. And gently unraveling, coming back to the belly, rooting into the hands. And exhale, bring that leg back and come and sit on your heels, melting forward, child's pose. Relaxing the face. I'm preparing now for pigeon, one of my top five favorite poses. Walk your hands forward. Your knees are touching. As you inhale, the right leg sweeps behind you. And as you exhale, rounding, hug the knee into the chest, walk the hands forward, take the knee behind the right wrist. Tuck your back toe to bring the back leg back. Walk your hands on either side of your hips, take your shoulders back and your heart lift. Take the right hand, the flesh away from the sit bones, and lower onto a block, a cushion, or the earth, keeping your hips level. Firm the back leg, lift the back knee to open the heart, and then as you exhale, slowly begin your fold forward. So some of us will come onto our forearms, some of us onto stacked fists. Take a few moments to adjust your pose. And then as you scan the body mind, consciously send your breath to bring more space and clarity and openness and balance. Some of us can wiggle our foot a little bit more so that it's more like parallel to the top of the mat. Yes. Oh, that's up your knee.
relax your shoulders. Watching whatever arises. So for me, this tends to be a pose that releases a lot of emotions. For you, it might be similar or not at all the same. We just observe, we use our practice on the mat to know ourselves more. Last three breaths. You guys are doing great. The next inhale, gently walk yourself to an upright. Tuck your back toe. Hug your back knee in two times. And then rooting into your hand, find yourself into a child's pose. Feel the difference side to side. Taking whichever hand option you choose and remembering those questions that we ask ourselves in this pose. How am I? What's the quality of my breath? The quality of my thoughts? The quality of my feelings? And now we'll come into our second side. So come on to hands and knees. The knees joining together, we lengthen the left leg behind us, activate the toes. Hug the knee in to round the spine, walk your hands forward, and take the knee behind the left hand. Tuck the back toe, walk your hands on either side of your hips, opening your heart, shoulders back. Taking a few moments in this prep pose to awaken the hip flexors. Notice if you're dumping the weight to the front of the body, walk your hands back. Yes, maybe you're on blocks even. Shifting the weight to the right hand. Left hand takes the flesh away from the sit bone as we come onto a block, the earth. Hips are even, walk the fingertips forward, lengthen the heart, and then slowly we lower right arm, left arm, stacking the fists, stacking the hands. And as we slow down the breath, breathing into the sensation, breathing softness into our face, we love her. We connect to the moment, to the breath. We explore how we can be a little bit softer here. Let's enjoy our last three breaths here. Each exhale, an opportunity to deepen into the pose a little bit more. And gently walk yourself to an upright. This time, we'll walk our hands outside the left knee, rolling over the back hip, coming into a butterfly or a diamond. So if you always practice with your feet next to you, then take your feet a little bit wider. Flash away from the sit bones. We can have our hands on our ankles to lift the heart, take the shoulders back, and then the heart leads the way forward. Imagining that I've given you all a rose and we put it between your feet. We go down to smell it. Some of us are gonna take our elbows to the inner knees to press the knees open. Some of us are just gonna walk the hands as far forward as feels comfortable. Wherever you are, you're gonna drop your chin to your chest, close your eyes, and tune into the sensation that's arising. Often in our lives, clarity comes when we find stillness. When we can help cultivate stillness in the mind by creating these conditions in the body. So notice if you're fidgeting or giving yourself a pedicure, all good, no judgment. Just an invitation to become aware so that you can draw more stillness into your own life. On and off the mat. We're gonna take five more breaths here. You can push your feet into one another and that's gonna help soften the knees to the earth a little bit more. And again, each exhale is an opportunity to deepen. Gently help yourself to an upright. The hands come behind you, fingertips towards the top of the mat as you lengthen one leg at a time. You shake it out. Take the flesh away from the sit bones. Take the whole thigh, roll the flesh in so we're right on the thigh bones. And then the arms come to the sky, pressing out through the four corners of the feet so much that the heels are lifting, and then relax the shoulders. The palms face each other. And then just release the heels. From the tailbone to the crown of the head to the fingertips, feel yourself lengthening, becoming a channel that's connecting the earth and the heavens. Relax the shoulders and lift from the heart. Inhale, open the heart. And as you exhale, float down about a third of the way. Keep the heart forward, the arms long. Inhale, expand open like a flower opening to the sun. And exhale, keep the spine long, come a little bit deeper. The arms alongside the ears. Last one, inhale. Exhale, lead with the heart. Keep the spine as long as it can until it needs to round. Bring your hands to the shin. Pull the shin towards the heart to lengthen the spine and then find yourself in a forward fold. Some of us, cushions under the knees. Some of us, straps outside the arches of our feet. Some of us are gonna take bunny ears, interlacing the hands behind the back and taking that one big fist up to the sky. So support yourself in this Paschimottanasana forward fold. by your legs. There we go. To come a little bit deeper, look up, draw the shoulders back to lengthen from the heart, and then dive your heart a little bit deeper. We're going to take 10 full breaths here, so really allowing ourselves the opportunity to listen to our body's communication. To listen to the sensation in the back of our legs, the back of our spine. Beautiful, guys. Reach the fingertips forward. Inhale all the way back up through Dandasana. And then exhale, release the hands behind you, fingertips to the top of the mat. So turn your fingertips so that they're facing forward. Shift the weight to the heels of the hands. Press the hips up. Purvottanasana, big toes towards the earth. Hips as high as they can go. Relaxing the head back. So fingertips face forward. Turn your hands to face forward. There we go. Press your hips a little bit higher. Yes. Chin to chest. And release. Take your feet flat on the earth. Your knees are bent. Arms by the side. Lower down with control all the way to the earth. I'm bringing your hands in a wide T. Your feet as wide as the mat. We're going to windshield wiper our knees side to side. So inhale to the right. Exhale to the left, a few rounds. Beautiful, guys. Lift your knees back up to the sky. We're coming into our finishing sequence now, our back bends and our inversions. So bring your feet hip distance apart. If you'd like to work with the restorative version today, then have a block near you. The block has three main heights, so low option, medium option, and high option. Bringing your fingertips to tickle your heels, root into the feet, and press your hips all the way up to the sky, rocking your shoulders underneath the back. So I'm gonna guide you with the block. You can hold on for a second. Now, come onto the toes and lift the hips. And now, if you want, place the block underneath your sacrum, which is the triangle bone, just underneath, just over your butt cheeks. If that feels comfortable, when you feel steady there, then you can walk your feet all the way forward and your arms all the way back. For those of us who want to stay in the active variation, draw your knees together, press your hips up, and then exhale, lower all the way down to the earth, windshield wiper your legs, preparing for our second round. So if you are in the restorative version of this pose, feel free to just hang out here with the block. Your legs can walk all the way forward, your arms can come all the way up over your head. If you're someone who practices full wheel, then hands on either side of the ears. Or else, okay, that's ending. Root your feet, press your hips up, come onto the top of your head. Squeeze your elbows and your knees towards the midline. So draw everything to the center and then push up. Yes, so let's bring a block between the knees. Awesome. Just tuck your elbows in a little bit more. Tuck your elbows in this way. There we go. Chin to chest to release, windshield wipers. For those of us in the restorative variation, we're going to take 10 more breaths. So maybe you want to come to the higher variation of the block now. For the rest of us, we're going to come into one final round of our back bend. So full wheel or else just Settu Bandhasana. I'm going to bring that block a little bit higher. Root the feet. Inhale, curl the hips up. So if you know that your knees splay out, then bring a block between your knees. So bring your feet closer. Bring your feet closer. Yes, that's going to help you. Yeah. Okay. I have a little bit lost count, so hug the chin in. If you're with a block, push the feet into the earth to lift and remove the block. And let's all come into a butterfly, feet together, knees wide, just like we were at the start of our class today. One hand to the chest, one hand to the belly. And close your eyes and just take this opportunity to tune into the rhythms within you. Did you give too much? Did you not give enough? Were you just right? Now, some of us, we're gonna just hang out here. Maybe we'll bring our legs up the wall, Viparita Karani. For those of us ready to come into a shoulder stand, so if we're on our moon cycle, of course, we avoid the shoulder stand, just legs up the wall or this pose. The rest of us, we can take our hands outside of our knees to the sky, and then bring our feet to the sky. Let's begin in a plow pose today. So lift the hips, take the feet up and over the head, and then rock your shoulders underneath the back. Rooting into the earth with the feet, you can lift the hips. Beautiful. Some of us are going to be able to touch our hands to our feet. That's perfect. You can also use a strap there if that makes it easier to...
A V-Y-N strap.
Lift your hips and take the folds out of the belly. So if you're in a shoulder, if you're in a plow pose, we're going to take three more breaths here. Coming into a shoulder stand, we're going to just stay aware to keep our neck still, our hands to the low back, and then one or both legs at the same time. Bring your toes together, your heels, knees, and hips in one line, and many of us can press our feet more towards the ocean, so we're kind of banana shaping. Yes, there we go. Flointing the toes, so it's a halfway between a point and a flex. Into some variation. So activate the four corners of both feet and then open the legs wide in a straddle. Wide legs opening in a straddle. And then inhale gracefully back to the sky. Splitting the legs, right leg forward, left leg back. Pressing up through the four corners. Beautiful. Inhale back to center and gracefully switch sides. Inhale back to center. And let's take a butterfly. Press your feet together. Open your knees towards the ocean. Lift your hips. Rock your shoulders underneath if you've lost. You're welcome to come back down to a resting pose anytime. Gorgeous, guys. Inhale back to the sky. If there's any last variations that you're working with, feel free to take it. Otherwise, bring your knees to your forehead, your feet to your bum, floating egg in a spoon. Right leg to the sky. And release. Second leg.
and release, knees to the forehead. Some of us are gonna come into Karna Padasana, knees on either side of the ears, hugging around, blocking off our eyes and our ears. Some of us might stay here, knees to forehead. Some of us may be doing some other variations. Enjoy your last 10 breaths in inversion. Always welcome to come into the butterfly pose, Supta Baddha Konasana, lying down on the back, feet together, the knees opening to the earth. Gently begin to roll down vertebrae by vertebrae. The legs can be long or bent in a butterfly as we come into Karna Padasana. Fish pose, Matsyasana. The hands can be under the butt cheeks. And as you root your elbows into the earth, the heart lifts all the way up and the crown of the head floats back to the sky, to the ground. Some of us, if we've been practicing for a while, we're gonna lift our legs and our arms up at 45 degrees as we relax the head back. And then chin to chest to release. And give yourself a nice big hug. And gently rocking side to side. And then coming on to the back, into stillness. Taking your last three full breaths here, squeezing the knees in, letting your hips ooze out to the side. Your knees might like to fall into your elbow pits. Anapanasana, this is an excellent pose if you're having any digestive concerns. And then one leg at a time, we lengthen out, preparing our bodies for our final resting pose of Shavasana. So with grace and control, we lengthen one leg at a time. Some of us might like to take a cushion under our knees or our head. And almost all of us can take up a little bit more space, so open up your legs a little bit wider, your arms. And take a deep breath in, fill your whole body all together. And exhale, release. Huh.
the master. Beyond mind, there is an awareness that is intrinsic, that's not given to you by the outside, and is not an idea. No experiment up till now that's found any center in the brain which corresponds to awareness. The whole work of meditation is to make us all aware that is mind, all that is mind, so that we can disidentify ourselves from it. This is the greatest revolution that can happen to man. Now we can do and act on only that which makes us more joyous, fulfills us, gives us contentment, makes our lives a work of art, a beauty. But this possibility is alive only if the master in you is awake. And right now the master is fast asleep. And the mind, the servant, is playing the role of master. And the servant is not even your servant. The servant is created by the outside world. It follows the outside world and its laws. Once our awareness becomes a flame, it burns up the whole slavery that the mind has created. And there's no blissfulness more precious than freedom, than being the master of your own destiny. And gently drawing the awareness into your whole body. And filling your belly now with breath. Becoming aware of this force moving through you. And gently awakening fingers and toes. Stretching the arms long above the head, long from finger to toe. And gently roll onto one side. Keeping your eyes soft or closed as you find your way back to a seated meditation. Your spine is nice and long. And we'll close with three rounds of Nadi Shodhana. So with your right hand, index and middle finger to the center of the palm, the thumb to the right nostril. Inhale left. Ring finger closes and holds. And exhale right. Inhale right. Close and hold. And exhale left. In left. Close. Exhale. Inhale right. Close and hold. Exhale left. One more round on your own. And then releasing, gently witnessing. Taking a few moments to notice how you feel after our pranayama, after our practice, the asanas, the shapes. Come back to the intention that you set for our practice today. What are you bringing clarity to in your life? Does it feel a little bit more clear now? The balance. and draw your hands into prayer at the heart center. Taking a moment to bring gratitude to yourself for showing up to the practice. And gratitude to the practice for always helping us to cultivate more stillness, more clarity, more love. And if there's anything else you feel grateful for. And we'll close with one beautiful resonant om all together. And take a nice deep breath in. Oh. Bowing to the heart, a nice soft smile. Namaste. Thank you guys. Nice work today. That was somewhat of a challenging flow, so great job. If you've dropped in, come and see me. If you borrowed a mat, please spray them down and hang them over the edge. If you are in retreat, we'll take a little break and come back with our cushions. And have a beautiful day. Sophie will be here at 5 o'clock. She'll also be here in the morning tomorrow. I'll be teaching the yin class in the afternoon.
We are so grateful to have had you here. Thank you so much for the gift of your presence. Find us online, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and on our website at pureflow.yoga. Have a beautiful day, and we'll see you next time.